The race between Governor Scott Walker and Mary Burke remains neck and neck. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll, Walker leads among registered voters, 47% to 44%. When it comes to likely voters, Burke has a slight edge, 48% to 46%. The differences fall within the poll's margin of error, plus or minus 3.5%. WWM's Latoya Dennis spoke with political science professor Charles Franklin about his poll. He says the needle may move going forward, but he's struck by how little it's changed in the past few months.
It's usually hard to sustain a dead heat. I guess it's fair to say that the full onslaught of advertising and day-to-day campaigning is really essentially about a month old or just a little longer. Obviously, they were campaigning and advertising before that, but the real brunt of advertising has just begun to ramp up in this last month. In the 2 months and a few days left to Election Day, that will continue to rise, and that would also be a period when voters might begin to be convinced more by one side's argument or the other's.
You know, is there anything that could possibly change the trajectory of this race? I mean, we're in the third month with Walker and Burke being in a dead heat.
There's always the possibility of real-world events, whether those are surprisingly good numbers or surprisingly bad numbers or positions that the candidates take that turn out to be more or less popular. But I think the one thing we can absolutely count on is that while Mary Burke is becoming better known, 35% in this sample still don't know enough about her to give an opinion on her. That's down from 49% a month ago. So a critical question for the election is, as that remaining 35% come to know her, do they develop positive or negative views of her? As we moved from 49 to 35% that don't know her, her favorability stayed about the same. So that means that as people developed views over the last month, the net change in her favorability didn't move at all. But we'll see as that last 35% comes to learn and as the campaign heats up whether opinions of her move, and do they move for the positive gain or do they move negatively towards her.
Now, there have been a couple of issues in the news as of late. One, the latest John Doe stuff. And then there is also the outsourcing of jobs. Did you ask questions about that?
We asked about the John Doe in July, but we did not ask it this time. The interviews were complete before the John Doe documents were released on Friday. We did ask about outsourcing with two questions, and we found what most national surveys have found, which is outsourcing doesn't have a whole lot of fans. When we asked people if outsourcing primarily reduces jobs and holds down wages, or if outsourcing is necessary for companies to remain competitive, 73% said it primarily cuts wages and jobs. Only 20% thought outsourcing was necessary for companies. We also asked whether the state could offer economic incentives that would persuade businesses not to outsource. There, 55% thought those incentives could persuade businesses to keep jobs here, but 38% said that businesses had no choice but to compete and thus to outsource.
What percentage of voters are still undecided in the governor's race?
In the governor's race, it's a very small number. It's under 8% in the registered voters, and it's even smaller than that among likely voters. But the undecided is a little bit misleading in the sense that when we look at people who consider themselves independents and also moderates, who make up about 17% of likely voters in the state, we do see some potential for shifting of opinion there. Those votes do shift from month to month by sometimes non-trivial amounts. And so I think it's important to not look at the undecided and say, well, that's all that could happen between now and Election Day. There really are people who currently lean to one candidate or the other, but may very well be persuadable over the course of the campaign.